You will hear an interview with a girl called Ruth Layton, who plays tennis.
I'm here with prize-winning tennis player Ruth Layton. Ruth, who suggested you should start playing tennis?
Well, my mum used to take me along with my older brother. He had lessons with the club coach, Patrick, and I had to sit and watch. Ballet was my after-school activity then, and Mum wasn't keen for me to take up anything else. One day Patrick noticed I looked bored and asked if I'd like to have a go. I loved it immediately.
What happened in those early years?
Until I was about 9, tennis was just something fun I did. A friend had classes at a different club, so sometimes we practiced together. Then a new coach arrived at my club, who encouraged all of us under 10s to enter competitions. I won a lot of events that year. Then, at 11, I was selected to have training at the National Centre, so tennis became much more serious.
Mm. And you started a different kind of training then?
Yeah, I'd go to the centre after school every day. I expected to feel exhausted. In fact, it gave me a real buzz, which helped me get my schoolwork done. The lessons at the training centre were hard work, but I felt more enthusiastic than ever about the sport. The only disadvantage was not being able to spend my evenings with my family.
At 15, you took part in an important competition.
Yes, against players from some of the best clubs in the country. I knew I had a chance of winning, though I wasn't upset when I didn't. Like any sport, tennis is really competitive, and you mustn't give up even if you feel like it. It was a great opportunity to look at what techniques others were using, which was helpful.
When you were 16, you were unable to attend an international competition.
Right. I'd broken my ankle. That sort of thing happens to everyone at some point, so I tried to be cheerful about it. It isn't like you won't recover and get back playing again. In fact, it was not getting the chance to go abroad that bothered me most.
Hmm. What are your ambitions?
I've accepted that I'll never be number one in the world, which is fine. Lots of people ask me whether I'd like to become a coach. It's not for me. A dream of mine, which I've had since I was a kid, is to be in one of those sports clothes adverts. Not just to be on TV, but because it encourages interest in the sport.
Now listen again.
I'm here with prize-winning tennis player Ruth Layton. Ruth, who suggested you should start playing tennis?
Well, my mum used to take me along with my older brother. He had lessons with the club coach, Patrick, and I had to sit and watch. Ballet was my after-school activity then, and Mum wasn't keen for me to take up anything else. One day Patrick noticed I looked bored and asked if I'd like to have a go. I loved it immediately.
What happened in those early years?
Until I was about 9, tennis was just something fun I did. A friend had classes at a different club, so sometimes we practiced together. Then a new coach arrived at my club, who encouraged all of us under 10s to enter competitions. I won a lot of events that year. Then, at 11, I was selected to have training at the National Centre, so tennis became much more serious.
Mm. And you started a different kind of training then?
Yeah, I'd go to the centre after school every day. I expected to feel exhausted. In fact, it gave me a real buzz, which helped me get my schoolwork done. The lessons at the training centre were hard work, but I felt more enthusiastic than ever about the sport. The only disadvantage was not being able to spend my evenings with my family.
At 15, you took part in an important competition.
Yes, against players from some of the best clubs in the country. I knew I had a chance of winning, though I wasn't upset when I didn't. Like any sport, tennis is really competitive, and you mustn't give up even if you feel like it. It was a great opportunity to look at what techniques others were using, which was helpful.
When you were 16, you were unable to attend an international competition.
Right. I'd broken my ankle. That sort of thing happens to everyone at some point, so I tried to be cheerful about it. It isn't like you won't recover and get back playing again. In fact, it was not getting the chance to go abroad that bothered me most.
Hmm. What are your ambitions?
I've accepted that I'll never be number one in the world, which is fine. Lots of people ask me whether I'd like to become a coach. It's not for me. A dream of mine, which I've had since I was a kid, is to be in one of those sports clothes adverts. Not just to be on TV, but because it encourages interest in the sport.